afternoon. I want to thank you for coming and welcome you to Fellowship Bible Church in our what's become an annual Christmas concert and reading series. And I hope that you will enjoy it this afternoon. I first want to start out and just say thank you for not only you coming, but also all the hard work that's gone into this. You'll see what our musicians have done and those that sing and are playing their instruments. And we just look forward to this. I know I do. There's a ton of work that's gone into this. Let's enjoy this afternoon. I would like to just make a couple of quick announcements. We're going to lose a couple lights here, I think. There we go. If you have a cell phone or other electronic device like that, if you could just put that in the off mode, that would help us. Also, if you feel like clapping after each number, if you could just hold off on that until the end, and we'll give one big round of applause at the end for all that's gone on today. But I will make an exception after the children. You want to clap for them, that's totally fine. So we won't be hold you to the letter of the law on that one. So let me have a word of prayer as we open our service, and then I'm going to invite Dr. Yanga to come and lead us in our first hymn this afternoon. Heavenly Father, we are gathered together today for one primary purpose, and that is to honor the name of Jesus Christ, the God-man who came, whose incarnation and coming we mark at this special season of the year. I want to ask, Lord, that your name would be honored and glorified in our midst. We come also together today, Lord, for another purpose, and that is to encourage each other in the things of God. And we pray that will be accomplished as well. We also come together today, Lord, to help those who maybe have gone their whole life and not considered really who Jesus is or what he has done for them. May today be a day in which they can also rejoice as we will read and sing about the joy of those who found out about Jesus, our Savior. And if all this happens today, Lord, we will just rejoice and give you thanks. We do so now in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you'll take your hymn books and turn to our congregational hymn today, 102, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and stand with us as we sing. 102.
Thank you.
how beautiful upon the mountains. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. For the scripture says, "Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things."
To pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you: you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those tidings which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them.
boy born in Bethlehem. See, it's really crazy how that Christmas gift to me.
Thank you. Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
sitting down upon a well, too busy with the song of men to eat. Who is this man that's sleeping in tempest-driven boat until aroused its fury to defeat?
Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham. To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp, a golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on earth, on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Thank you.
you believe an hour and 10 minutes has already passed? I could sit and listen for a lot longer. I know I bet many of you could do the same. Well, thank you again all for coming. And let's just give a round of applause to all who participated and helped today. What hard work they did to put into the program, and they did for many hours, practicing after service, before service, at other times. It was just a lot of work put in, and a sight to behold all that dedication to what they wanted to do for the Lord this afternoon. I wonder if you are not a regular attender here at Fellowship Bible or at Hiawatha, who's here today as well, Hiawatha Bible, if you might just fill out your name on one of those guest cards that you may have been given already. If not, there's some in the back there. And just return those to the ushers, if you could. We'd certainly appreciate to be able to keep in touch with you, especially if you want to talk with me or someone else in the church about your spiritual condition and what the meaning of this program was today. I'd certainly encourage you to do that so we can be in touch with you. And if you don't want to talk with me, well, fill one out anyway. I'd like to say hi and stay in touch. So today I want to just spend a couple of moments before we close our program talking about two people, the Son of God and you. Now, I'm actually going to talk about the Son of God under two names, and then I'll just mention how that is connected to you. Have you ever had the experience where somebody asks you, where did your name come from? Or what does it mean? I've had that before. I remember in fourth grade having an assignment to try to figure out, where did your family name come from? Well, I had no idea. Now I do, of course, but back then, no. So I had to do a little homework and a little digging. What about your first name? You know what it means? Does it have a meaning connected to it or a derivation? Well, there are two names that I want you to take away with you today from this program. The first is Emmanuel. Now, you heard about him. It was neat in the program how the one song was, "What Child Is This?" And then the next one is, "He's Emmanuel," answering the question that was posed in the previous piece. Emmanuel. There are three verses in the Bible that use the name Emmanuel. I don't know if you knew that, but only three. Here's the most famous, perhaps, of them. It says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." That's in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Just another chapter over, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 8, regarding the king of Assyria passing through Judah, that he will overflow and pass over, and at the stretching out of his wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. And then, quoting that Isaiah 7 verse, we saw in Matthew chapter 1, it says this, "So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Now, it gives us a real helpful clue here. It says, which is translated, God with us. That's Matthew 1, 22 to 23. Now, if you were able to know Hebrew, you'd be able to take that word Emmanuel and notice that it has three parts to it. The im means with. The anu, the anu part, that means us. And El means God. Many of you know that. El, Elohim. El, God. So it is really with us God. The with us God. God with us is the name Emmanuel. That's the derivation of the meaning of that name. Now this name is great because it gives us the constitution or makeup of this one that we have been singing about and reading about today. He was a virgin-born man. But he was not a mere man. He is God with us. That's who He is. That's who Jesus is. And any lesser thought of the Savior would not be worthy of Him. Well, that's who He is. His other name tells us what He has done. The other name is really His personal name, His human name, if you will, that is Jesus. Too many verses in the Bible, of course, to read with Jesus in them. I can't read all of them like I did the ones with Emmanuel, but here's the most pertinent for us this afternoon. Matthew 1:21 said, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus." Now again, the Bible tells us, what does that mean? Just like it did with Emmanuel being translated God with us. Here it says, "For He will save His people from their sins." That's what Jesus means. The reason given for His name is He will save His people from their sins. If I could send you away with nothing else today but the enjoyment of good music and this message that Jesus will save you from your sins. If you could just take that and hang on to that thought. Maybe you say, "I've already got that thought. I learned that a long time ago and I'm still hanging on to that thought." Or maybe you've never had that realization until this very moment that Jesus came to save you from your sins. What does the name Jesus mean? Well, it says He will save. He will save His people. He will save His people from their sins. To rescue them. To deliver them. His people were His Israelite people first, and all of the rest of humanity after that. And their sins. Their sins. Not a pleasant thought, I suppose, but a thought that we need to have nonetheless, that we all have sin. We own our sin. No one else is at fault but us. The Bible says, as was read by one of the children here this morning or this afternoon, the wages of that sin is death. And so we own those sins. We deserve to die because of them. But get this, the name Jesus is derived from the Hebrew name that we get the name Joshua from. Joshua. That name, in turn, means, get this, Jehovah is salvation. So when you walk away with that name Jesus in your heart, that name that says that God will save His people from their sins, think also of this, Jehovah is salvation. He is your and my salvation. Now, how did He accomplish this? I hope I don't have to tell you, but the other major holiday of the year, Easter, by the way, come back on Easter, and every Sunday in between, if you wouldn't mind, He died on a cross, as another one of the songs said, hung on a rugged cross, suspended between heaven and earth, so that He could draw all men unto Himself. So that He could pay for the debt of sin, the extreme displeasure that God had against sin had to be satisfied somehow. And He did that when He died. He was buried and He rose again from the dead on the third day. Now, why should you care? I said I'd talk about Jesus on the one hand, the Son of God, Emmanuel, and now you. Why should you care? Well, what I'm talking about are actual historical events that took place. You know, Jesus was in fact born. He did in fact live. And He did in fact die. And perhaps more marvelous and more amazing than all of that, He rose again from the dead. Now, people have doubted and gainsay that comment, that fact. But the historical evidence is very clear. Jesus died and rose again from the dead. Now, doesn't that interest you at all? Because you're going to die too someday. And, well, it's a good thing to be connected with somebody who knows how to rise from the dead. If you're connected with Jesus, you will also have a glorious resurrection from the dead. Emmanuel, our Jesus and Savior, requires a response from you. Will you follow Him? After your life is over, you're going to give an account to God. It's either going to be with Jesus at your side, giving you an assist, more than an assist, giving you everything, or it's going to be you by yourself and you're going to be hopelessly lost. So what are you going to do with Jesus? Jehovah is salvation, God with us. So Christmas is about who He is, God with us, and what He has done, Jehovah saves. So take those two names with you today. You'll hopefully hear those names a lot in this season. But don't let their significance be lost on you as you hear them over and over and over again. God with us, and He came to save me from my sins. Now, just a couple of moments, we'll close our service just now, but we would invite you to join us for time of fellowship and food and beverages just down the hall. We don't have enough seats in there, I don't think, for all of you, but that's okay. We're going to just stand around and talk and enjoy each other's company. And I hope that you can join us indeed for that. Remember those contact cards, if you would get those to one of the ushers. There are restrooms just behind the wall there and then through the library back here if you need those as well. Also some upstairs for our Fellowship Bible folks. Maybe you can use those since you know where those are. Two more things. We're going to close with a hymn in just a moment. And Dr. David is going to ask us to stand as we sing that hymn. But before we do that, I thought I might do this. Just ask you a question. We've given thanks for your presence here today. And we've given thanks by applause to the musicians. I wonder if you would stand one by one and symbolize by that standing that you're giving thanks to Jesus, the God with us. Because He is the reason for Christmas, isn't He? Not all of this that's gone on here, ultimately, it's really Him. And so if you know Him and honor Him with your life, which would you stand up, please? And I know that many of you are going to stand, and I trust that you will. As you remain standing, I'll just pray in preparation for our time of fellowship together, and then Dr. Yanga will come and lead us in our final Him as you continue to stand. May Christ be honored in our midst today. Father in heaven, we ask that our time of fellowship will be sweet, that you will bless the nourishment to the use of our bodies. We pray moreover, Lord, that as you see each person standing here before you, you know their hearts. You know where they are, Lord. If they truly honor you and give you their lives, or if they're holding back something in the corner of their heart and mind, I pray, Lord, that they will recognize Jesus is God. And He earnestly appeals and demands for their response to His precious work. Let us truly remember Jesus, the reason for the season. And Lord, I thank you again for giving us the privilege to participate in a service like this. May Christ be honored. Amen.
If you'll take your hymn books and turn to 111, we'll sing two stanzas of Silent Night, Holy Night. We'll sing the first and the last together. 111. for joining us today. May the Lord bless you this Christmas season. Good night.